Baltimore. You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free.
Yeah. Should we put it on or?
Let's wait. A meeting room or a sick room.
Okay.
And then over there we have like Miggy's playing at times. We have hanging out time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Bruce hang out here in the morning. Hi. And then we have
she recognizes me. Have a friend. Yeah, I'm Chrissy's mom. That's why you're looking at me funny.
I like to see you again.
And then we have two groups sit here, or if we have like party, holiday stuff.
They've got a whole kitchen
here. Yeah.
Set up.
So. Yeah, our whole kitchen area is here, so like food comes out sometimes to have fun parties.
Do they bring their own lunch? Or
yes.
Do you
for the most part.
Okay.
And then we also have a cooking class for ADL skills.
Good deal.
We have laundry for also ADL skills.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then we have bathrooms, and I also learn how to clean those as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we can go into the office.
Line up here, Aaron. Oops. It says Thunderbird Lane's bowling. They're going sometime.
We already did.
Okay.
You didn't pick the sign, no?
Okay. Aaron certainly will be on anybody, but anything possible he can do.
Okay.
Has a memory like nobody's business. He doesn't have to write stuff down. He just knows.
Wow. That's a trick.
He knows.
I wish
everything,
I knew that, Aaron.
Everything's going on, what you said, when you said it, how
okay.
You said it.
Awesome.
Done.
So, the day starts at 8:30.
Okay.
Individuals come in from their parents or CCT. It's all
right, right. I'm not sure who will provide transportation.
Okay. Hello.
Hi again.
Hi. Right now he has Pampering Plus, but we don't... Well, then they switched it out again. I'm not sure who's running over, because right now he's going to a different program. We'll have to see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He usually gets transportation.
Okay. So they do that, and then they come in, work on worksheets in the morning, whatever goes with their ISP goals.
Okay.
Then, in the afternoon time, around like 9:30, 10-ish, they start to leave to volunteer. So
okay.
They volunteer at all of these places. So Briar Bush, Karen Share, William Jeans, Upper Dublin Library, Highlands. Wings of Freedom is a museum that we just actually had a tour with.
Yeah,
and they love it, so we saw whether we could volunteer there. So now we volunteer there. and Maddie Dixon. So it all changes depending on the
Maddie Dixon is a food cover.
And Briar Bush is like a nature star?
Yeah. He's not an animal person at all. Not really an outdoor person. Okay. But
and then Upper Dublin Library and the William Jeans Library, we clean the children's toys and books and CDs for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
CDs, that would be a nice setting.
Yeah.
I know. Erin's very interested in accessibility on the, like, some of the library was calling him about, I guess, getting some kind of computer set up for the blind so that they could. So we have Upper Moreland Library, but you know, it might be something that they might be interested in. They'd be very interested in computer access type stuff.
Yeah, so, that'd be so cool.
But yeah, if he could even be working on some of the cleaning tasks or something, that'd be awesome. Just to be in the library doing some productive stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, staying busy.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon time they come back around like 12, 1, then they eat lunch or they eat lunch out. It's totally up to them. And then they come back, work on ADL skills, or if we have a class such as cooking class, yoga class, art class, accounting class,
yoga class.
So they do all that, and then sometimes too we do presentations. So like today we're doing peer relationships and like talking to peers and how to be polite and nice to them.
Okay.
And another one we did is like polite saying excuse me, sorry, all those things as well. So we try to mix it all up and help them out, and then the day ends at 3:30 for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Well, if it happens to be something that he feels like he already, like he might say, you know, for basic communications, he's quite good at that.
Yeah.
So if he felt like, you know, I don't need anybody to go over that. I know what all's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe he could set up and do another. Does he have the option of doing something different?
Yes.
Or whatever. Or if it's something like visual, you know, maybe they're doing watercolor and he's like, I can't see it. I don't want to do it. I'm not, you know, like, can I? You know, maybe I could work on something else.
So we work with inner eyes, see
what
their goals are and allow them to have options.
Goals in there, and I could work on, you know, pouring skills or measuring or things like that, like motor skills. They can work on that rather than some of the cognitive things he might have down cold, but you know, can't really follow through and do it or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that would be good. Cause that's been hard in his current day program. Cause sometimes the topic that they have older people, you know, and they'll be like watching a movie, and he'll be like, you know, or they'll be talking about something from long ago, and it'll be like totally irrelevant to him. So he'll bring now. Will he be allowed to bring technology?
Yes.
Okay. But the thing is, Erin, we don't want you to just be like with your headphones in your own.
Yeah,
we can't have you just set up on your own thing.
No, we try to have some people bring their phones in.
Yeah.
And we say you can only be on your phone for this amount of time, but if you can also work on this goal too, that'd be great.
That way we work together.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I think he would feel really uneasy if he didn't have his phone with him all the time, just because I think he's very connected and just kind of like oriented to like my phone, what's going on my phone. But in terms of technology, I mean, right now he's bringing a whole laptop, they're just like letting him, you just be over here out of our hair and we just do this. And I'm like, well, that's not a program. That's what he does at home, this is not happening. So, you know, I don't, so if he could have the phone but not be on the computer, or unless he maybe takes the computer and uses it at the library, if he's using it or doing something, like that. If it's part of the program or part of something we're doing.
As long as it's part of his ISP, then that's okay. But we try not to, like, have them have it the whole time.
So right,
having
right.
it the whole time.
Like, right, and even the phone, it can be a thing where it's like, you know, because we can't have people, you know, dinging you left and right, you know. It's like, hello, like,
that's
turn it
so
off
true.
Now, you're busy, you know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's an addiction.
It's an addiction.
And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be all right. You're like, oh, well, he'll take it in the bathroom. Like, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Put it down while you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, or like, and it's just the people we taught and be like, can you just. I don't get it. Well, Chris, I'm old, so I can go and spend half a day and be like, you know, did I leave my phone in the car or what? And then I'll be like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so true. But we do have some individuals bring their phones in.
Yeah.
And we.
Yeah.
You try to remind them that, like, we are here to help them make their program in a way, to help
them learn
their goals that they want to
learn. Right. Well, he can use his phone as a note taker since he can't write things down.
Yeah.
And there's other uses where he has a timer on it, he has a clock on it, he has all sorts of apps and things. So, I mean, there's, you know, he has a need for a phone in a way that a non-sighted person may not in this sense. So I don't have a problem with the phone, but the whole nine yards that you do, I'm like, dude, you know. Unless you have a project you're working on or you're okay. All right. Well, Erin, do you have what kind of questions do you have? Jumping out at you?
No. I was trying to look for his ISP too. Did you send that to me?
No, I did not.
Okay. So when you get a chance, can you have that time?
I don't even know. I can send it to you. I have it somewhere.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool. I think we know what it is.
And the other thing is, just like online counseling appointments sometimes, is there an area that he could sit in an area that would be quiet if he had an appointment
try not to do those in program.
We would not like that. Okay.
We
would prefer to schedule. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just so they
know
everyone's together, social skills.
Okay. Okay. He's been coming home really early, like from the program that he's currently in, just to do that. But I've been trying to get him more involved in the actual program because, you know, what's the point of it if we're not even using it
for all
those hours? So we might have to have those counseling appointments scheduled later in the day. Then you might have to do those.
Yeah, Phil can't do that. He ends at 4:30.
Well, then.
Can you do it at the beginning of the day? What time does he start?
He can't do it. He can only do it in the afternoon.
I don't know.
My current boss said they go here.
Said
they go anywhere, so they go in Philly, they go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Which one is that again that we're using?
I haven't my phone.
MP?
No.
We've gone through like five. When we go back and forth. Because they have people, they don't have people, they switch it, they put their back.
Voice over on. 10:00. Stop. Button. Adjustable. General. Heading. Head. IP locator. Page. Team talk. Utility. Social folder. Adjustable. Page. Phone. Open. No. Open. Phone.
So it's like.
Double tap to open. Tab bar. Contacts. Group. Contact. Add. Search. Dictate. Section index. B. C. Selected. Doug, C, Black, John, Ash, Josh, Rami, John, E, Evan, Central, Elena, J, TLC, Cut, Groove, Cont, F, Sir, Dictate, Bump, Tab Bar, Recents, Scan, Anna, Miss, Cam, and Kevin, Son, Jimmer, Kevin, Chris, Kevin, Laura, Anna, Kevin, Rob, Simon, Jimmer, Zip, Kevin, Rob, Christoph, Kevin, Robert, Laura, 2, Joe, Warner, Hop, Kim, 1, Kevin, Robert, Jenna, D, Computers, Jenna, D, 1, Manny, Oliver, Tasha, Joe, Warner, Hop, Tasha, Loving Care Senior Transportation Center.
Loving Care Senior Transportation
Center. Outgoing. One call.
Maybe I could help you.
Yeah, maybe. You're so quick.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I've been picking. Well, I don't know how we'll schedule things. I'll have to see. So it ends at 3:30.
It's in my normal schedule except Wednesday. So it's changed.
But you can't leave at 1:30. You have to be here until 3:30. What I've been doing is picking him up on Wednesdays to take him directly to the chiropractor on Wednesday afternoons when my little one gets off the bus. I grab her, grab him, and then they go and do that.
But
so I would have to come a little earlier so that I wouldn't come, I would be really closed. And then we would have to just see. I think the earliest we can go is 4:10, but I'll check on it. So we might end up being a little bit early. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll have to switch it around. So
currently have a wait list at this time.
Oh, okay.
So he's number 30 on the list.
Oh,
he has some time to go.
I thought they said there were openings now.
No.
Well, that's why I came for the toilet.
One notification. Messages. Now. Blind Visual Services Technical Assessment Person. Hey, Aaron. Office was approved for your other computer. I emailed the link for Splash Top again. Please install on the computer so I can connect to install and activate Office. I might be able to do it this afternoon if you're available.
So what's that, like a year?
Yeah. About.
Oh, my word. Because we're hoping he has an apartment by then. I don't know. We're not sure. We're on a wait list for that, too. And we've got at least another year for a subsidized apartment, maybe.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought
you don't
that,
have any opening now?
No, we actually do not. We're working on bringing pre-COVID people back.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I have called multiple times, but then when I was at the expo, I don't know who I saw, but I saw your table, and they said, well, call again, because, you know, we just hired some people, and I think we have some openings now, and I was like, that's why I was so eager to, like, come in, because I thought, you know, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, because I thought this would be so much better for him than where he's at, and...
Yeah. We have a long list.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Two notifications. AOL. Now. Tops.
All right. So, you'll put him on a list, I guess.
Yeah. So, he's on our list already.
Okay.
If you send me his ISP, then we have that form as well.
Okay.
And then,
I can get it right now. If you want me to send it to you.
Okay.
Oh, really? Do you want my email?
Yeah. Awesome. Or I could have the IS, Tasha send it to you.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yes.
Stop. Button.